what, you get some insects in a bottle there and bring it up to this office and we'll identify them for you.
Spirit of the soundscape.
Well, you just put him in a bottle, bring him down. We'll identify him. What's the matter, man?
You're crazy, man. You're letting out the rats? I've never heard of anything like that. Never heard of anything like that.
Is this a joke?
That part is easy. It's just, I'll just wait till the right night and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it makes sense.
But you don't have two at the same time. But I guess that was...
I'll walk around one way and then the other way and the bugs stay more or less in the same. It's not worth it. Killing ourselves. On a completely moonless night out there in the fog.
Whoa!
Christoph, wait, you're in the quicksand.
Wait, I'm sinking.
It's too late. It's in deep bug muck.
Yes, well, the thing about bugs, you can't kill them all. There are too many. There are too many species of bugs, too many members within each species. Their larvae, their habitat is everywhere. To eliminate all of the bugs, you would have to eliminate the habitat, and this would mean incinerating your house, your belongings, your pets, your loved ones, and finally to set fire to your own body. There are an infinity, a number of bugs beyond the ability of all the computers to count. I would defy the most sophisticated supercomputer the attempt. You may as well attempt to count the stars in the universe. The infinity of stars in the cosmos is mirrored by the infinity of bugs beneath our feet. And we fear the infinity of bugs beneath our feet as much as we fear the infinity of the cosmos above our heads.
True bug mottos. True bug codes of behavior.
A pest control operator.
No. Yes.
The bug must ruminate all.
The thing about bugs, you can't kill them all. The thing about bugs, you can't kill them all. The thing about bugs is you lose.
The bug must ruminate all.
Well, I'll tell you what, you get some insects in a bottle there and bring it up to this office and we'll identify them for you.
The bug must populate thoroughly.
Bring up some insects and we'll take a look at it.
Bug must exterminate all competition.
You bring some insects up and we'll identify them.
Humans must undergo psychological warfare by developing extended feelers, oozing techniques, and speed.
What's the matter, man? Got bugs in your machine?
True bug is relentless, pointless, and thoughtless.
Well, I'll tell you what, you get some insects in a bottle there and bring it up to this office and we'll identify it for you.
That is its strengths. Enjoy the taste of fear. True bug touches you in a way you don't want to be touched.
You bring some insects up and we'll identify.
True bug's plan of attack is more. True bug's cries upon going into battle are slash.
The drive to eliminate bugs is a revolt. Dirt, death, bugs. The thing about bugs is dirt, death, bugs. The thing about bugs is dirt, death. Bugs living in dirt, dirt producing disease, dirt producing bugs, bugs producing disease, disease contributing to the death of the body, the body decaying, producing bugs, the bugs digesting the body and returning it to dirt. So the cycle of life has bugs at both ends. The desire to kill the bugs, to clean the world, to clean the body, to clean away the bugs, the possibility of bugs, the habitat of bugs, is in fact an attempt to clean death itself, to eliminate death. This is my belief after 30 years of working in the world of bugs.
Enjoy the face of fear. True bug touches you in ways you don't want to be touched. True bug's plan of attack is more. True bug's blood battle cries.
No. Chanting symphony of the true bugs, the diminutive water boatmen with their hidden antennae, Cryptocerata, to the nepids or water scorpions with their deadly swollen forelegs, to the giant water bugs, largest living bugs, greatly attracted by the throb of electric lights in the major urban centers of the United States. To the creeping water bugs, like Pecoris femorata, and to toad bugs, like Dalgluus oculata. Listen to the marsh treaders, whose elongated body resembles a thin twig or a single blade of grass. Listen to the water striders skimming almost imperceptibly across the mill pond. Hear the flower bugs, a close, surprising relative, the infamous and much maligned bed bug,
with its flat body and its taste for dirty bedding. Are you ready to the assassin bugs like Conorinus sanguisuga and to the ambush bugs, tough and horny, armed with spines. Finally, listen to a haunting and hypnotic squeal of chinch bugs, stink bugs, and cotton stainers. The music of the true bugs. The music that fades out into the glorious chasm of the darkest night. Through a field with a butterfly net, but I have learned so much. I've learned that if we are to kill, that by killing the bugs in all of us, we are killing everything that makes us human beings. It is the bugs that make us human. And rather than to exterminate them, I would suggest as an alternative to celebrate, to embrace, to listen to the music, and to acknowledge that here is life. Life is not in order, but in dirt, that life, the life in dirt is more. The life in dirt is worth more than the order of extermination. There is a powerful urge to clean everything, to eliminate the bugs in everything, in all systems, to produce order. But what order? Whose order? And, of course, the order that we perceive in this cleaned area of extermination is only achieved at the expense of producing chaos somewhere else and for somebody else. My lifetime living among bugs, I have learned that rather than to try to exterminate the bugs that are in all of us, it is our bugs that make us human beings. It is the bugs that are, in some respect, our most human characteristics. And rather than an attempt to exterminate, why not celebrate, embrace, to listen to the music of the bug world, and give in to the pleasure of our own decay.
By developing extended feelers, oozing techniques in Hubug.
Nothing about bugs, you can't kill them all. Nothing about